You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, How to Turn Your Independent Film into a Money-Making Business by Alex Ferrari. For a free copy of the audiobook, head over to www.filmbizbook.com.
The Director Series is made possible by the support of our subscribers on Special. Subscribe today at special.tv/the Director Series and gain access to exclusive full-length Director Series episodes and other bonus content, ad-free. Welcome to the Director Series podcast, a show dedicated to deconstructing the work of some of cinema's most celebrated and influential film directors. I'm your host, Cameron Bile. From the outside perspective of American culture, India is often regarded as a faraway land of personal and creative rediscovery. Many American artists have made the journey in a bid to escape the confines of Anglo-Saxon cultural values, as well as their own individual stylistic paradigms. Wes Anderson did it with 2007's The Darjeeling Limited, and Danny Boyle followed swiftly after with his Oscar-winning Slumdog Millionaire. Following the ambivalent reception of Inherent Vice, Anderson made the journey himself, tagging along with Johnny Greenwood as he embarked on an ambitious concept album called Junun. In a way, the trip was a chance for Anderson to repay the creative debt he owed Greenwood, whose eclectic musical taste had played a crucial role in the director's mid-career stylistic reinvention. The resulting work, 2015's Junun, is notable within Anderson's filmography for several reasons, chief among them being that it's his first documentary, as well as his first substantial foray into the digital video format. The central conceit of the piece traces Greenwood's creation and recording of the album, in collaboration with Israeli composer Shai Bensur, and local brass ensemble the Rajasthan Express. The music, recorded inside of the ancient Marinjar fort in Jodhpur, takes its inspiration from a variety of Eastern influences and customs, while blending in a combination of spoken languages like Hindi, Hebrew, and Urdu, as well as hints of Radiohead's postmodern sound via Greenwood's avant-garde touch. The 185:1 HD presentation is relatively unadorned and naturalistic, perhaps even a little lo-fi looking. Apparently, a more polished visual presentation was planned, but Anderson's camera gear was held up by customs, and he had to make do with his own personal camera and one of his producer's drones. Thankfully, we live in a golden age of DSLR cinematography, so Anderson's consumer camera setup proves more than capable at capturing the majestic grit of the ancient environs or the stunning character of the light, be it either dusty daylight or amber-soaked candlelight. Anderson operates the camera himself, taking his cues from the cinema verite documentary style pioneered by D.A. Pennebaker and the Maisels brothers. He alternates between locked-off tripod shots that studiously observe Greenwood and Company's creative process, and shot-from-the-hip handheld shots that grab fleeting unplanned images in a bid to establish a sense of temporal immediacy and impermanence. As befitting a documentary about the process of creation, Anderson makes no effort to obscure his own process. On-the-fly ISO changes, various repositions of his tripod and shot framing, and even his own off-camera voice prompts are left intact within the final edit.
How long have you done it?
I don't know how long, but my father, grandfather, father.
He also incorporates newer documentary techniques, like time-lapse footage and economically achieved aerials via the aforementioned drone. Junun is utterly devoid of most of Anderson's signature stylistic traits, arguably a case of the director exercising gracious restraint so as not to overpower his regular composer's own creative message. Indeed, the presence of Greenwood in the first place is the most visible signifier of Anderson's participation. His long fascination with the cultural significance of the video format, last explored in 1999's Magnolia, reappears in Junun not as critique or commentary, but simply as an acquisition format chosen for the needs of the shoot. Beyond that, there's only fleeting instances that bear the imprint of Anderson's idiosyncratic vision. The brief appearance of a harmonium, calling back to Punch Drunk Love, or the frequent cutaways to a pigeon watching from the rafters that serves to highlight the director's inherent mischievousness. Though little seen by audiences at large, Junun was well received by critics. After the film's debut at the 2015 New York Film Festival, Anderson embraced the emergent market of digital distribution, releasing it exclusively on the social film site Mubi before making it available on iTunes. By bypassing traditional markets, he was able to access his rabid fanbase directly, and more immediately satiate their hunger for new work. Junun stands on its own merits as an intriguing insight into the creative process behind an admittedly fantastic album. But the question remains, how exactly does it fit into Anderson's continual evolution as a cinematic artist? From a technical standpoint, the film seems to follow a precedent set by Inherent Vice, which saw Anderson turn away from the strained formalism that marked There Will Be Blood and The Master, and finding new inspiration in chaos and spontaneity. However, there's a profound emotional shift also unfolding here. The joy that Greenwood and his collaborators achieve while recording in ancient surroundings approaches an altered state of mind. The act of creation and travel is a transcendent experience for them. Whereas Inherent Vice's characters achieve enlightenment with chemicals and substances, Junon's high is purely natural. Anderson can't help but be dosed himself by the infectious rapture of his collaborators, and as a result, he delivers a lively meditation on creation and culture that expands his own artistic horizons far beyond the Californian landscape that so profoundly shaped his previous worldview. Anderson had long been tangentially connected to the avant-garde rock group Radiohead via his collaborations with guitarist Johnny Greenwood, so it was only a matter of time until he collaborated with the band directly. In 2016, he did just that, releasing a video for Daydreaming, a track off their 9th album. The piece features Radiohead frontman Tom York walking through various locations and environments, stitched together as if they were one cohesive labyrinth. Anderson makes a repeated visual motif out of doors, stairs, and other transitional architectural structures, imbuing them via the magic of editing with the power to effortlessly transport York across space and time. Captured in cool, neutral tones with what appears to be a mix of conventional celluloid film and digital acquisition, Daydreaming bears Anderson's cinematic stamp much more explicitly than his recent videos for Joanna Newsom. Though broken up into a series of vignettes, the video's editing essentially structures itself as a handful of extended tracking shots, a movement technique that Anderson staked out for himself as an artistic signature in early works like Boogie Nights and Magnolia. Whereas he almost exclusively used the Steadicam to achieve these types of shots before, here Anderson also uses handheld camera work, giving himself a wider berth for spontaneous inspiration. His camera consistently pushes us or pulls us along the Z-axis, beckoning us toward or repulsing us away from a singular point of convergence. Meanwhile, a shallow depth of field works to obscure that distance, lathering the video in a coat of mystery. Daydreaming also alludes to some of Anderson's core artistic conceits, namely the iconography of California and the compositional values of portraiture. While the various spaces that York stumbles through are meant to be taken as generic, geographically speaking, they nevertheless remain characteristic of the Californian landscape: sunny beaches, crowded laundromats, grungy industrial spaces, and sleepy bungalows. Anderson also finds a few opportunities to dwell on York's face as he stands still, framing his weathered visage inside of a tight portrait. The video operates primarily on dream logic, and this dreamlike quality of being removed from an objective, sober reality generates a feeling of consistency with Anderson's other output from this period. Daydreaming speaks to Anderson's recent exploration of alternative distribution techniques, in that he unleashed the video on an unsuspecting populace. There was little to no advance notice that there was even going to be a new Radiohead album, let alone a stunning video from Anderson to accompany it. As a band, Radiohead has shown a preternatural ability to harness the power of the internet to find innovative distribution avenues. If his recent efforts are any indication, Anderson is quickly mastering these same skills for himself. Thank you for listening to the Director Series. For a deeper dive into your favorite filmmakers, go to www.directorseries.net. The Director Series is made possible in large part by our generous supporters on Patreon. Please visit us at patreon.com/directorseries to see how your contribution enables the continued production of video essays and text articles on your favorite contemporary and classic film directors. Thank you.